Section 3 Be in shape to drive. Driving is one of the most risky activities you may choose to do during your lifetime. Your ability to drive safely depends on good health and making correct decisions. Vision. Good vision is important for safe driving. If you cannot see clearly, you will have difficulty identifying traffic and roadway conditions, spotting potential trouble, and responding to problems in a timely manner. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, it is best if you have your eyes checked regularly by a licensed eye care professional. If you are required to wear corrective lenses, always wear them when driving. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. These types of lenses reduce the light you need to see clearly. If you use bioptic telescopic lenses to operate a motor vehicle, you must submit vision screening documentation, low vision acuity screening for non-commercial beginner permits or driver's licenses, SCDMV Form 412LV, to SCDMV's Driver Improvement Unit every year. You may be required to pass an eye test in a branch office with a mechanical device, orthorator, that is designed to test your ability to read from a distance, or you can have a licensed eye care professional test your vision. A licensed eye care professional must test your vision if you fail SCDMV's test or choose not to be tested in the branch office. Licensed eye care professionals must complete the appropriate SCDMV vision screening form. The report of vision screening for non-commercial beginner permit or driver's license, SCDMV Form 412NC, is to be completed by an eye care professional for non-commercial drivers. A vision screening is required for non-commercial drivers under these conditions. The first time you apply for an SC beginner's permit or driver's license. If you want to have a corrective lens restriction code removed from your license. When renewing your driver's license or beginner's permit beginning October 1, 2020. If you are surrendering an out-of-state license to get a SC license. The minimum vision standards do not require a greater degree of vision than 20/40 corrected in one eye. A restriction will be added to your beginner's permit or driver's license if your vision is corrected to meet the minimum standards with the use of corrective lenses, glasses, or contact lenses. It is unlawful for you to drive a motor vehicle without the use of corrective lenses if they are required to meet the minimum standards. If your vision improves to the extent that corrective lenses are no longer necessary, you must provide a certificate of vision examination from a licensed eye care professional showing the new vision readings. You must then have your license renewed to have the restriction removed. Fatigue. Fatigue is physical or mental tiredness that can be caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Fatigue can affect your vision and increase the time to make decisions. Avoid driving if you are tired or fatigued. You do not want to fall asleep when you are driving. Here are some tips for before you take a trip. Get adequate sleep. Most people need 7 to 9 hours per day to maintain proper alertness throughout their awake hours. Plan to stop about every 100 miles or 2 hours during long trips. Arrange for a travel companion, someone to watch your driving. Check the labels of your medications and be aware if they cause drowsiness. Do not use alcohol and other drugs before or when driving. Ways to avoid fatigue. If you start feeling tired, stop driving and pull off at the next exit or rest area to take a 15 to 20 minute nap or find a place to sleep for the night. Try not to drive late at night. The best way to avoid fatigue is to get plenty of rest. Driver distractions. A distraction is anything that takes your attention away from driving. Distracted driving can cause collisions, resulting in injury, death, or property damage. Taking your eyes off the road or hands off the steering wheel presents obvious driving risks. Mental activities that take your mind away from driving are just as dangerous. When driving, do not use cell phones. It is unlawful in SC to use a wireless electronic communication device while operating a motor vehicle if it requires the use of either hand. SC Code Section 5653890. Avoid arguments and stressful or emotional conversations with passengers. Avoid eating while driving. Be sure children are properly and safely buckled up. Properly secure pets in a pet carrier or portable kennel. You must pay attention to the task of driving. You are responsible for operating your vehicle in a safe manner. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving occurs when an individual intentionally commits an action that endangers other persons or property. Some behaviors typically associated with aggressive driving include speeding, following too closely, unsafe lane changes, improperly, or not, signaling, and failing to obey traffic control devices, stop signs, yield signs, traffic signals, railroad grade cross signals, etc. Concentrate on your driving. Be patient and courteous to other road users. Alcohol, other drugs, and driving. Alcohol and other impairing drugs are involved in approximately 40% of all traffic collisions in which someone is killed each year. If you drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and drive, even a little, your chances of being in a collision are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol or use any other drugs. If you are under 21. If you are under the age of 21, it is illegal to purchase, possess, or drink alcoholic beverages. Alcohol and other impairing drugs affect a person's ability to perceive his or her surroundings, react to emergencies, and skillfully operate a motor vehicle. For new drivers learning complex skills, the effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs is greater. All states have zero tolerance laws, no alcohol in the circulatory system, or similar laws for drivers under the age of 21. Effects of alcohol and other impairing drugs. Alcohol and other impairing drugs reduces your judgment. Judgment is a brain-centered activity that stores all of your experiences and knowledge so it can be used quickly when you face a new problem. Vision. The most important sense you use in driving is vision. Alcohol blurs your vision, slows your ability to focus, causes double vision, and reduces the ability to judge distance, speed, and the movement of other vehicles. Vision is impacted at 0.02% blood alcohol content, BAC, for all drivers. Color distinction. Alcohol reduces your ability to distinguish colors. Reaction time. Alcohol slows your ability to process information and respond to the task of driving. The best advice is not to drive a vehicle of any kind if you have consumed alcohol or other drugs. Impairment starts with the first drink. Even one drink of alcohol can affect a person's ability to operate a motor vehicle. With one or more drinks in the bloodstream, a person is visibly impaired and could be arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Never let a friend or relative drive if he or she has been drinking. Alcohol and the law. BAC is the percentage of alcohol in relation to the amount of blood in your body. If you have a blood alcohol concentration, BAC, of 0.05% or higher, you are in violation of the law and must not operate a motor vehicle. If you are arrested for drinking and driving, the penalties are severe. If you have a BAC of 0.08% or more, your driver's license and driving privileges may be suspended. Even under 0.08%, you are still impaired. Under the law, you can still be convicted for driving impaired. If you are under 21 years of age and register a BAC of 0.02% or greater, your privilege to drive will be suspended immediately for 3 months. If you have prior violations of DUI, felony DUI, implied consent or a BAC of 0.02% or greater in the last 5 years of the first offense, your driving privilege will immediately be suspended for 6 months. If you refuse to take the test for intoxicants and it is your first offense, you will immediately lose your driving privileges for 6 months. If you have prior violations of DUI, felony DUI, implied consent or a BAC of 0.02% or greater in the last 5 years of the first offense, your driving privilege will immediately be suspended for 1 year. An alcohol concentration test measures how much alcohol is in your system and is usually determined by a breath, blood, or urine test. You are required to take a BAC test if asked by a police officer due to SC's implied consent law. SC's implied consent law is based in the principle that when you get your driver's license, you have implicitly consented to a lawfully requested test to determine the alcohol content of your blood, breath, or urine if suspected of impaired driving. You can lose your driver's license or driving privileges if you refuse to take a BAC test. Although implied consent laws vary by state, the law applies to the state where you were arrested, not the state where you got your license. If you are convicted of driving under the influence in SC and it is your first conviction, you may be fined from $400 to $1,000 plus court costs. You could be sentenced to 48 hours to 30 days in jail, and your license could be suspended for 6 months. Legal fees and insurance increases can exceed $10,000. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Other impairing drugs and driving. Besides alcohol, many other drugs can affect your ability to drive safely. These drugs can have effects similar to, or worse than, those of alcohol. This is true of many prescription drugs and many of the drugs you can buy over the counter without a prescription. Over-the-counter drugs. Over-the-counter drugs taken for headaches, colds, allergies, or those to calm nerves can make you drowsy and affect your driving. PEP pills, uppers, and diet pills can make you feel nervous, dizzy, unable to concentrate, and may affect your vision. Check the label on the product before you take an over-the-counter drug for warnings about its effect. If you are not sure if it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any known side effects. Prescription drugs. Some prescription drugs can impact your driving and can affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. Many prescription drugs have an impact on driving safely. Check the label on the prescription and packaging before you take a drug for warnings about its effect. If you are not sure if it is safe to take the drug and drive, ask your doctor or pharmacist about any known side effects. Illegal drugs. Illegal drugs can impact your driving and may affect your reflexes, judgment, vision, and alertness in ways similar to alcohol. If you are convicted in SC of a drug violation while driving and it is your first conviction, you may be fined from $400 to $1,000 plus court costs. You could be sentenced from 48 hours to 30 days in jail, and your license could be suspended for 6 months. You may also be subject to other criminal penalties. For second and subsequent convictions, the penalties are much worse. Combining alcohol and other impairing drugs. Never drink alcohol while you are taking other drugs. These drugs could multiply the effects of alcohol or have additional effects of their own. No one is able to drink alcohol or use other impairing drugs and still operate a vehicle safely. Emotions. Emotions can increase your risk of driving safely by interfering with your ability to think, creating a lack of attention, and interrupting your ability to process information. You may not be able to drive well when you are experiencing extreme levels of any emotion. There are ways of dealing with your emotions. If you are angry or worried, it is best to give yourself time to cool off. A short walk or nap may help. It is best to stay off the road until your symptoms have passed. Give yourself extra time for your driving trip. Leave several minutes early. Have someone else drive. Driving tips for older drivers. The aging process can affect our driving ability. These are some problems that may face an older driver in traffic. As age progresses, hearing and eyesight are often less keen. Judgment may be slower. It may take longer to recognize traffic situations and to make the necessary decisions. Physical dexterity may be weakened. Older people may not have the same ability to act with speed in an emergency as they used to have. The older driver may not realize that new rules and regulations are being continually introduced. Here's a chance to check your own driving. These are common causes of trouble among older drivers. If two or three of the points apply to you, it may be time to modify your driving habits or give up driving entirely. Don't risk hurting yourself or others. Talk with a doctor about any concerns you have about your health and driving. Your doctor may determine that your driving skills be assessed by a SCDMV examiner. You need two or three tries when parking your vehicle parallel to the curb in a parking space. You encounter difficulty distinguishing between objects, such as a hydrant and a small child, when driving at night. The glare from headlights of approaching vehicles cause prolonged discomfort to your eyes at night. You have trouble maintaining the pace of other vehicles or they seem to be passing you all the time. It takes you quite a long time to get going again after the light has turned green. you are getting an increasing number of minor scrapes, such as from your garage door, or dents in your vehicle. You miss stop signs, highway signs, and other traffic indicators. You find yourself becoming confused when unexpected or unfamiliar things happen while you are driving. You have trouble making out objects that are a few feet away. When a vehicle is approaching you on the road, you have trouble judging how far away it is at a given moment. When you are looking straight ahead in the driver's seat, you have difficulty seeing the sides of the road.